is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Now, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information's on the website. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I am Vincent Finelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick. Rick, today, Rick, we've got a fun class. We've got Grace Thorne and her sixth graders ready to ask you questions. And Grace Thorne, welcome.
Uh-oh.
Grace, are you there?
We're here.
Okay, good. I heard this big pause. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Grace.
Can you hear me?
Grace, yeah, we can hear you just fine. Grace, am I correct in understanding that you feel that on Thursdays the best use of 2 hours of your class time is exposing your students to USAPrepares.com with Dr. Richard Allen Miller? Am I correct in that?
You're correct. I think they learn more from him than they do from me. I know they'd rather listen to him than me.
Don't be that way. Actually, what you're doing, Grace, is so extremely important. I realize that I'm not going to be able to do very much in this world other than walk my talk, and it will be your kids watching what we do and then making their own decisions on what they want to change and, incorporate in their own life and behavior. And so all of us have a responsibility to teach our children well. That's like walking the talk, because it's kind of like an incarnation where they take my idiosyncrasies and incorporate them into their own and then move forward with the earth. It's exciting for me to realize I have this opportunity to actually lay down some ideas that I believe in that will eventually be incorporated into their own scheme of things. It's so rewarding, I can't even begin. It's no wonder people enjoy teaching.
And, Grace, this is not the first time that your class has been on with us. We've done many classes with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, physicist, and we've done a class with Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Miller suggested that we have Norm Shealy on, and he's a medical doctor, a brain surgeon, so your class formulated questions for him. And then we did a class with Sam Bushman, a broadcaster and CEO of a radio network, and he's blind. And your class got a chance to ask a man who's been blind from birth all the questions that they wanted to ask him. What is it like to be blind? And all of these classes have been, in my opinion, extremely informative. So here's my question for you, Grace Thorne. How do your students formulate the question? So they figure out what they want to ask beforehand. How does that process work within your class?
of them use their textbooks to get ideas, but some of them just have, this is just things they wonder about, I guess, and because they, you know, they'll say the question, and then we usually reword it some, but most of the ideas are theirs, their original ideas.
Mm-hmm. So let me see if I've got this right, Grace. So they have the questions, and then you think about them. Do you talk about them with each other? Do the students share their questions publicly within the classroom with each other, or are they going to learn each other's questions right here, right now?
No, we talk about the questions in class. And in fact, Olivia's question on I don't know if he'll want to talk about this or not, but we've talked about it a lot. She's explained a lot to the class and to me about transmutation, and it's something that a lot of people wouldn't want to talk about, or they wouldn't want their kids to hear about it, but I don't know. The kids are going to hear about it anyway, so I think it's better to hear about it in a setting like this than just with a bunch of kids some night in a circle talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, why not get answers from a scientist, a world-renowned scientist? Let me ask you this.
Absolutely.
Can I ask the class all at once to respond? Class, do you think that there's a benefit for you in your learning environment and what you're learning to do this kind of radio broadcasting with us? You can all answer at once, yes or no.
You may not have heard that. They're all scattered out, and this is
kind of
a big room, and you may not have heard them, but they did say yes.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Let's start with Walter. Walter, is Walter ready to ask his question?
Can you control your
Walter,
dreams?
Walter, would you repeat that, please?
Can you control your dreams?
Hmm.
Well, I could respond to that. All of us have dreams. Sometimes we remember them. Mostly we don't. They're lost when we first wake up. We have a fragment of it. You know, we kind of remember that we were in a room or something. If we practice over time to target what we want to dream about, like I have a problem and I want to maybe try to, in my dream, solve the problem so that when I wake up in the morning, I feel as if I have a solution. I know what to do. Whereas the night before, I might have gone to sleep and not known what to do. What we want to have the dream about, that is more likely to happen at some point with practice. If you have to really focus on what you want to dream about right before you go to sleep, this won't really guarantee that that's going to happen, and the dream we have is what we want. However, by thinking about it and by journaling it, that means writing it down in a piece of paper, you know, like a diary, just before falling asleep, increases that possibility. And dreams are very important. They basically have a number of different things that they do for us, one of which is to help us resolve unresolvable issues. There might be a bully in the school, and you go to sleep somehow battling the bully, and you have a dream about where you stood up to the bully and the bully back down or something. These kinds of dreams are what we want to have as our reality. And what dreams do is resolve parts of not knowing how it's going to work. And it's a good thing because it's a kind of reinforcement of your values and beliefs and a way of getting closer to what may be the real problem involved. It's important to realize that dreams themselves events and situations, what they really are about is how you feel about them. In other words, the emotional content of it has more data, information, than the actual event of flying around the room with Dumbo ears or something. It's not about the elephant. It's about how you felt about that elephant. And so that's because your higher self, your other nine-tenths of your brain, actually has emotional relationships to physical things. And that's how it communicates, is through emotions. And so it's about the feelings that you get, not about the things themselves. Solutions are the same. How you approach the solution is the emotional content, or what your parents might refer to as EQ, where emotional intelligence is even more important than intelligence itself.
Walter,
you had a second question about bad dreams.
Yeah.
Bad dreams are caused by our fears or frustrations or conflicts within us. We have a situation where we know we're going to have to write a paper and we don't want to write a paper, and then we have a bad dream about getting in trouble for not writing the paper. It is a way for our brains to try to work out our problems and to try to overcome them as a result. And it will offer experiences that we refer to as bad dreams, but in fact, there is in that feeling aspect the kernel of resolution of how you're going to approach it. And so rather than see it as a bad dream, it's more like being uncomfortable. You have to wear that clothing whether you like it or not, or going to church, whatever. And so you have to go through it, and it is a bad experience. But bad is always relative. The way I used to tell it to my daughter, when she was your age, she would say, "Daddy,
Rick, hold that thought.
This, and I hate that."
Hold,
I used to look at
hold,
her
hold
now,
that thought,
I
Rick.
Can find something you hate even more.
Hold that thought. We're coming right back after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're teaching sixth grade science today. Grace Thorne's sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma, Ryan Public Schools, has formulated the questions they want answers to. And they're asking them of Dr. Richard Allen Miller, lead physicist in the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Walter, you were up, and Walter, do you have any other components of that question, or did Dr. Miller answer your question?
Yes. When a dream scares you, what does that mean?
It means that you have a fear of something. Now, fears are not real. What's real is why you're afraid. And so to recognize fear for what it is would be the first step toward overcoming fear. And in dreams, the afraid of dreams, like you can't get it all done in time. You're racing, you're running, you're tired, you're exhausted, and you wake up, exhausted, and because now that didn't really happen. What really happened is your sense of your relationship to it. And so sometimes fears are there so that you can have a relationship with what it is that's bothering you, and that is like a gift. Because once you know you don't like something, now you have a way of looking at it in a manner that now you can maybe do something about it so you don't have fear anymore. I used to have fear of eating beets. I have no idea why I didn't want to eat beets. Something happened when I was a little tiny kid that had to do with something red, and I just really could not get into eating beets. I still can't. It's one of the only foods in my diet that I just won't touch. I used to have it with carrots. I had a fear of carrots. Somehow now I enjoy carrots in my diet, but it was a childish fear that had from a very, very early age, and somehow formed a different relationship to it because I had a fear of it. And so fear is kind of like not a bad thing. It's a survival thing. And it's important to pick up on why you have a fear, because usually it's irrational. And once you get that part, now you have control of it.
So, Walter, did that help answer your questions?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Walter. Did you have another part of that question, Walter?
No.
Okay. Lily, you're up next. Lily, do you have a question for Dr. Richard?
Evil spirits?
Can people be possessed by evil spirits? Is that your question, Lily?
Yes.
Okay.
Only if you believe in it. It's like voodoo. The voodoo itself doesn't do you in. It's your belief that it can do you in that actually causes you to be done in. It's your belief in it, not the thing itself. And it's sort of like walking on a fence up high off the ground, and you're balancing yourself. You have a fear of falling. What happens next? You make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. However, if you don't have a fear, or you observe the fear and realize it's the little death of mind, then you learn how to walk on a fence pole without falling and realize that the falling part is your mind allowing you to believe it's possible. And if it's possible, then it becomes probable. And so one of the superhuman things we used to do is to try to teach people how to overcome their fear by walking on fence posts, but not high up so that if you fall, you hurt yourself, but low enough that it doesn't matter if you fall or not. And then in progressive stages, having it at different heights so that you realize the fear is about the height.
Okay. Lily, I know you've got another question. So when we come back after this break, you can ask your second question of Dr. Richard Allen Miller. This is USAPrepares.com. Grace Thorne's with us and her sixth grade class, Ryan, Oklahoma. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are we
travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching sixth grade. Ryan, Oklahoma. Grace Thorne's class. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Lily, you asked your first question, can people be possessed by evil spirits? Do you have a second question you'd like to ask of Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Yes. Why do roller coasters make you sick?
Well, that's an easy one. Again, it's miscommunication between your stomach, which is falling, and your inner ear, which is trying to retain balance. And because of that, it gives you misinformation of what you're experiencing, and that misinformation of one thing going one way where the other is going the other gives you that rush of adrenaline because you know, here you go. And the fact that your inner ear is not where your stomach is, and your stomach is your first brain, and so there is a what's going on here kind of thing. I wanted to go back to your first question, though, like voodoo. Voodoo is not real What's real is your imagination of what you think it is. Now, that means that if you have an evil spirit living under your bed, you can simply tell that spirit, I no longer give you energy and you don't exist. And while that might be difficult, learning how to give permission or take it away will take a lot of fear away from you and away from the energy of someone thinking they can try to control you with something that isn't real. Evil spirits, good spirits, are lesser entities than you. And the way you make them equal is by believing in them. And if you choose not to put any more energy into them, you can banish them. Just like that. The way I do it, I believe garlic gets rid of everything. So I take a little clove of garlic and I walk around every little nook in my room and seal it off, including the closets. And that means nothing then gets in because it's garlic. It isn't the garlic that does it. It's my belief in garlic. So you have a little ritual and you get rid of them just like that. Like a tick.
Rick, when I was younger, I rode the roller coasters, and what I found out was that most people, when they start to go down the roller coaster, they hold their breath, and it makes it so much worse. And I found out that if I exhaled just at the start of the descent, just as you start going down that hill, if you exhale, the fear is nowhere near as great as if you hold your breath.
Yeah, you could be seeing that as getting rid of the evil spirit by blowing it out of yourself. That's why when people sneeze, they say, bless you, because it used to believe that when you exhale, you were getting rid of little evil entities. And of course, if you did it with a lot of force, bless you. You know, that kind of thing. It's just little mnemonics like putting toothpaste on your toothbrush before the toilet clears and flushing it. These little rituals that we do with each other and play with ourselves. Stepping on a line, I don't want to break my mother's spine. Those little mnemonics actually go deep into our belief systems, and at some point, watch how you walk down the street, making sure you're not going to step on a line.
Very interesting. Lily, do you have another question or follow-up for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
No.
Good. Okay. Well, that's a good one. Just realize that evil spirits don't really exist. Your belief in them is what makes them real. And if you choose not to make them real, simply push away the thought. If the thought comes back, push it away again. And at some point, the thought is gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Leah, you're up next with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Do you have a question?
Why do stars seem to sparkle?
Well, that's interesting, as opposed to planets that are just, they don't sparkle, they are the same consistent. Our eyes actually, in a good night, can see as many as 6,000 or more stars in the sky. They seem to twinkle or change their brightness all the time. In fact, most stars shining are actually with a steady light. It is the movement of air in our atmosphere that absorbs and lessens the amount of light that a given item is giving. And because a planet is so much closer, it's actually much, much brighter. And as such, is not nearly absorbed as much in the light. And so it would appear to be a steady light, whereas the atmosphere and the lesser light of a star is being absorbed by the movement of air in the atmosphere. And that's how you tell something is a star or a satellite over something that's so much, much more further away, that the light it's actually giving is considerably less and more easily absorbed in the flicker of the atmosphere's movement of absorption, observing the light. That's a real simple understanding of it. It's a little more complex than that, but that's basically what it is.
You know, and Rick, even though we stare at it and we try to focus, we can't stop the twinkling or that effect. It just continues.
Because the light is so much less than, let's say, the reflection of the moon, the sunlight off the moon, like a full moon or something, where the sun is hitting that moon, even though the sun is already set, the moon is in such a position, it reflects a lot of light. And so it's very, very much brighter. In fact, you'll notice during full moons, you can't really see very many stars as much because the light variation. Your eye is very, very sensitive and can see even some of the more distant stars without, you know, an aid. But it's absorption of the variation in the atmosphere and how it will absorb that light.
And pollution has a great effect on how many stars we see also, doesn't it, Rick?
Well, that's smog, yeah. And chemtrails and geoengineering and all the rest of it in reflecting or limiting the amount of light that's hitting the Earth. Yes.
Leah, do you have another question for Dr. Miller?
Yes. Why do dogs eat grass?
Why do dogs eat grass?
Probably there is no basis. Dogs are eating grass as a roughage. Usually their stomach might be upset because they eat everything. I don't know a dog that won't eat anything. I mean, they eat everything. You can find some of the weirdest things. And the grass probably acts as a buffer to bind up and trap, you know, foreign objects that the dog shouldn't have eaten, and, you know, so that it'll be bound up and possibly passed through the stool or feces of the animal when it lays it out. I've noted cats do it as well. It's almost instinctual, like a baby when it's first born knows how to suck. That means it's coming into this earth with instincts of how to survive. And I'm guessing that grass is a binder for dogs and the way they gulp down everything at some point. You know, they don't even chew it. They just gulp it down and in it goes. And there's absolutely no flavor to the dog. That means that most dogs think with their stomach. Anything that's food, they gulp it. And at some point, there's going to need to be fiber in there to roughage it up so that it passes through digestion more easily. And that's what I'm guessing grass is for.
And, Rick, one of the things that happens that I've noticed that when our dogs eat grass, a lot of times after that they vomit.
Yeah, it's to get things out of their stomach that probably shouldn't have been in there. Dogs will eat anything. I mean, they don't even think about it. They just gulp it down. And at some point, some of that cannot be very good for the dog. And so grass is a way to bind it up so that it's more easily discharged, either through the lower bowel or vomiting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Leah, do you have another question for? Do you have another question for Dr. Miller, Leah?
No.
Okay. All right. Coming up next is Olivia. Olivia, what is your question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Can you talk about human transmutation?
Transmutation, an alchemical process of changing lead into gold. It is an alchemical term. And alchemy used to be the older forms of psychology. And so alchemy had this idea of transforming yourself from this kind of a person into that kind of a person. It is a changing of emotions and belief systems and other things of that nature. nature. Usually it was to make yourself more pure, more real, more worthy, more spiritual. And so the transmutation process was the process, like art. It's not a final goal. Like, art is not the picture. Art is the process of making the picture. And transmutation is the process of going from this kind of a human being to that kind of a human being. And in the older systems, they always equated lead, gold.
Okay, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And Olivia, when we come back after these few short commercial announcements, we can get to more of your question and questions. We'll be right back. This is USAPreparedUs.com teaching sixth grade science with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Grace Thorne.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedUs.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Olivia had a question about human transmutation. Dr. Richard Allen Miller addressed that. Olivia, do you have another question?
How dangerous can alchemy be?
Alchemical processes is our, today, we call alchemy chemistry. Basically, back at a time in history when we did not have atoms and chemicals, what we had were processes like transmutation, where something would change from this into that. It has evolved. So alchemy is an older...
Over this afternoon. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't get that, but okay.
It sounded like an announcement, Rick. Rick, it sounded like an announcement over the system.
I say over the intercoms. Gotcha. Alchemy is an older form of chemistry. It was created before chemistry, and so it was known as alchemy. Now it's known as chemistry with rules and laws, just like alchemy used to have, only it has evolved with our understanding of science. That's all it is. There's nothing bad about alchemy any more than there's anything bad about chemistry. Chemistry, like alchemy, is how it's used. So this alchemy is an older form of chemistry. That's the way I would put it.
Well, what I've learned, Olivia, from alchemy is that if you try human transmutation, that it, what the so-called truth, what they believe their God is, will take something from you. That's what I've studied.
Yeah, it has to do with belief systems, not reality. It is the belief of what you think is happening that makes it true, not that it's true, and if you do this, then that's going to happen. Whether or not you choose, and you get to choose, whether what you believe, that is what makes it true, not that it was true before and after you. It's basically about what you believe, and it turns out what you believe is often very arbitrary, and who knows where it came from. It came from your great-grandmother or something. They believed that if you stepped under a ladder, a bucket of paint would fall on you, and so it was taboo to walk under a ladder. Now, is that true or not what you believe. And here's the kicker part. If you believe walking under a ladder is going to be bad, your upper brain is there to make sure that everything you believe is true, and so it will create a bucket of paint to fall on you. Now, was the bucket of paint there in the beginning? Yeah, but would it have fallen if you had believed it wouldn't fall? No, it wouldn't. That's, you create everything with your belief of what you think is going to happen. Just like voodoo, just like evil spirits. Spirits aren't evil or good. They are simply lesser. And when you give them energy and have fear, well, fear is the first enemy of man. And once you overcome your fear, you now have a situation where you have acquired power. And power itself becomes corrupting, just like we see in the world. When someone gets more power, they become more evil. Is power evil? No, it is your relationship to it. Just like evil spirits,
Olivia,
and or, you know, superstition.
Olivia, you seem to be very interested in these subjects. When we come back, can you tell us, do you read a lot about them? And why are you interested in them? I'm Vin Finelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, answering the scientific questions. Grace Thorne's with us, and her class at Ryan Public Schools, Ryan, Oklahoma's with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.